light and darkness. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. After Jesus died and sent the Holy Spirit into the world, his disciples told many others about Jesus and God's love. More and more people wanted to follow Jesus' teachings. They were baptized and met with other believers in their town to worship God. Some of the followers of Jesus, who became known as Christians, and then others who learned from them, wrote letters to the believers, encouraging them in faith. One of these letter writers was known as John the Elder. He wrote three letters that are in our Bible. The first letter was like a sermon, teaching the believers about God and Jesus. This sermon letter was passed from town to town as people met for worship. John the Elder used words that the believers would have been familiar with. God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all. Many might have nodded their heads, remembering old words of a long-ago prophet who said that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Others may have remembered that they were told that Jesus said that he is the light of the world, and that he told his followers to let their light shine and reflect God's love. Children may have smiled as they thought about how a candle would light up a dark room, or an oil lamp would light the way along a path at night. The sermon letter went on to remind the believers that following Jesus is like living in the light, reflecting the light and love of Jesus. However, the people were also reminded that everyone makes mistakes sometimes, turning away from following Jesus and God's way of living. This is called sin. If someone says they don't ever sin or make mistakes or hurt others or God, then they are fooling themselves and not telling the truth. Sin is like stumbling around in the dark and not using a light to see where to go. John the Elder assured everyone who heard that sermon letter and us today that God loves us, and if we tell God those things we have done wrong, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and loving. God forgives us. We can see God's path, God's way of living once again.